This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks.
Hey, good morning. It's Paige Browning. It's Monday. This is Seattle Now. The Supreme Court is hearing a case this morning on homelessness that could have a big impact on how cities in our region respond to the homelessness crisis. That's particularly true for areas like Burien, which have banned public camping. We'll get the story from public radio reporter Jane Vaughn, who's following every twist and turn. But first, let's get you caught up. The trial's finally slated to begin for Auburn police officer Jeff Nelson, who shot and killed 26-year-old Jesse Saray. That happened in 2019, and afterward, Nelson was the first officer to be charged under Washington State's Initiative 940, which voters approved to make it easier to prosecute officers that use deadly force. The trial's been delayed multiple times since 2020, but in-person jury selection is scheduled for this morning. The new Seattle police contract is under the microscope this week. Seattle's Community Police Commission is hosting a public meeting Tuesday to discuss the tentative contract between the city and the Seattle Police Officers Guild. That meeting's at Van Asselt Community Center in New Holly. And it's going to be one funny week in Seattle. The third annual Upper Left Comedy Festival is coming to Belltown. The festival highlights the finest comedic talent from the Pacific Northwest and comedians from around the country. It runs from Thursday to Saturday. That's it for now. Come back tonight for evening headlines. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case City of Grants Pass v. Johnson. In a nutshell, it's about homeless encampments and the definition of cruel and unusual punishment. This case stems from a 2018 lawsuit filed against the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, which had a ban on public camping. And this case could have big implications nationwide. Burien, Auburn, Bremerton, and Mercer Island have also passed laws that ban public camping. And Seattle's city attorney, Ann Davison, is invested in the case, too. She filed an amicus brief to support Grants Pass. To learn more, I'm joined by Jane Vaughn. She's a reporter with Jefferson Public Radio, which is based in Ashland, Oregon. Hey, Jane.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Grants Pass, Oregon. Not exactly a major city, but it is the center of this giant Supreme Court case. What's Grants Pass like?
It's a nice, you know, sort of medium-sized city in my view. As you said, it's in southwestern Oregon down here. It's in Josephine County. There's about 40,000 people there. It's, you know, beautiful. They've got a lot of parks and a lot of green space. The Rogue River runs through it, so there's a beautiful river going through it. Conservative-leaning in terms of its politics, but that's basically Grants Pass in a nutshell.
And briefly, Grants Pass as a city government wants to prohibit people from camping in public anywhere?
So they did have on the books a couple of city ordinances regarding public camping, public sleeping. You're not allowed to sleep on public alleys, sidewalks, streets. You're not allowed to camp with any bedding, sleeping bag, blankets, tent, vehicle, no camping in the parks. And you can get cited for violating those laws. You can get fined. You can have a park exclusion. And so those were the ordinances that were on the books in Grants Pass when this lawsuit was filed.
Okay. So then this lawsuit, this case before the U.S. Supreme Court started with a complaint filed back in 2018 against Grants Pass. How did this start?
Right. So the original legal complaint, as you said, was from 2018, and the plaintiff was a homeless woman named Deborah Blake. The first sentence of her complaint is, quote, Grants Pass is trying to run homeless people out of town, which is basically her argument. Deborah Blake has actually since passed away, and so the two plaintiffs that are named in the Supreme Court case are Gloria Johnson and John Logan, basically making the same argument. They're involuntarily homeless in Grants Pass, and they're arguing that they're being punished for sleeping outside, existing, camping in a vehicle when they don't have anywhere else to go, because Grants Pass doesn't have any low barrier shelters. And so people are getting fined, ticketed, jail terms, and they're arguing that that is violating the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual punishments clause because they don't have any other option and they're getting ticketed and fined. So that's their argument. And so that was filed in 2018. And then in July 2020, the district court in Medford sided against the city. They agreed that the city's ordinances regulating homelessness were unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And that was appealed by the city up to the Ninth Circuit Court.
The federal court.
Right. And they decided in September of 2022, they agreed with the lower court's decision. And so the city has appealed it again all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
What is the argument Grants Pass is making?
So their basic argument is that these rulings, these earlier court decisions, are making it more difficult for them, for cities, states, governments, to address the serious problem of the homelessness crisis, which they agree is a serious problem. Mm-hmm. And they argue they're trying to address it through enforcing their laws. And they do have some shelter beds available, as I said. Their argument is that fines and short jail terms are not cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. So they disagree with that argument. The examples that they give of cruel and unusual punishment are execution by firing squad and hard labor in chains. So they really go back to the origin of the Eighth Amendment. And so they're arguing that what they're doing simply is not cruel and unusual punishment under that definition.
Okay. And is there something that the city wants to do that it currently cannot? You know, what is the city trying to get out of winning this case?
Right now, they're also under a court injunction, so they can't enforce any of their those ordinances that I mentioned, those camping ordinances, except for in one park, I believe. So now there are people camping in public in the park because they can't enforce those ordinances. There are people in the city who are concerned about, you know, public health and safety and crime and all the things that we hear people talk about with homelessness. I think they want to be able, in their argument, to, you know, enforce their laws and clean up the parks is what people talk about a lot. And so that's sort of their goal with this case, which they have appealed all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So they are clearly pretty confident in their argument that they're making.
Mm-hmm. And what about homeless residents in Grants Pass? What's their legal argument?
The legal argument on their side, again, is that they're punishing involuntarily homeless people with tickets and fines when there's nowhere else for them to go. And they're arguing that violates the Eighth Amendment because they consider it cruel and unusual punishment. They're basically saying that people are just trying to exist, survive the cold, they're wrapped in a blanket, and they're being punished for just trying to exist as a human in public. They argue that the ordinances from the city make it physically impossible to be homeless in Grants Pass without getting all these fines and jail time and racking everything up. And they also have an interesting point. The attorneys say that they're afraid that the city's actions are going to set off what they call a banishment race with other municipalities. So Grants Pass has talked before about literally driving people out of town and leaving them there, basically making it so uncomfortable for homeless people in the city that they just move on down the road. Hmm. And so the legal argument for the attorneys for the homeless are afraid that it's going to sort of set off a banishment race where every municipality will try to make it as uncomfortable as possible for the homeless.
First Grants Pass, then the next nearby town, et cetera, et cetera. And then they're forced to leave.
Right. And their argument is that that would collectively operate as a nationwide ban on homelessness is how they put it. So that's their argument.
And, you know, the reason there's so much attention on this is because it could have national implications. So, you know, Seattle's own city attorney has signed on as a friend of the court. Burien has similar laws. Marysville and Bremerton in Washington. If the U.S. Supreme Court sides with Grants Pass, what could happen?
So there are a lot of different things that could happen with this case, and it's a little bit hard to predict because it's the Supreme Court. And so it really depends how broadly or how narrowly they decide to rule. But if they rule in favor of the city, then they could say it's not cruel and unusual punishment what you're doing. You know, continue on. You can continue to give fines and enforce these laws, even if there's no low barrier shelters. And then, you know, business as usual will continue. But if they rule in favor of the homeless respondents, then that could mean that cities wouldn't be able to enforce their camping laws. If the Supreme Court says the Eighth Amendment prohibits XYZ, then cities wouldn't be able to do whatever that XYZ is. So obviously, it's the Supreme Court. They interpret laws on a national scale. So whatever they decide will have really huge implications for how the country can regulate homelessness. And I want to point out that really the question here in this case is the Eighth Amendment piece, the cruel and unusual punishment part. I've seen some people talk about regulating camps and sweeping camps and these other things we talk about with homelessness, which are important. But really the question at this in this case is the cruel and unusual punishment part of it. And that's what we're expecting the Supreme Court to focus on.
Is there precedent here that the Supreme Court might be looking to?
There are a couple of cases that are really important precedent in this case that come up a lot in these arguments. So the first one is called Martin versus the City of Boise, and that is from 2018 and very similar to this case. The ruling there was that cities can't publish homeless people for sleeping on public property when they can't get shelter. And that came about because there was a homeless shelter in Boise that had closed. People were cited because it was illegal to sleep on public property, you know, similar to Grants Pass.
Yeah.
That was the ruling, is that you can't punish homeless people for sleeping on public property when they can't get shelter. The city ended up settling that lawsuit. And the interesting thing about that case is that decision was made by the Ninth Circuit Court, similar to this Grants Pass case. And the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal to the Boise case in 2019. So 5 years ago, very similar case was presented to the U.S. Supreme Court and they declined to hear it. And now here we are. In January of 2024, they agreed to hear the Grants Pass case. So maybe there's some shifting priorities from the court because now they're agreeing to hear this case.
Jane Vaughn is a reporter with Jefferson Public Radio based in Ashland, Oregon, and will be following this case. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Seattle Now. And extra thanks to the listeners who donate to support this show. Today's episode was produced by Andy Hurst. It was edited by Caroline Chamberlain Gomez. Our production team also includes Claire McGrain, Vaughn Jones, and Patricia Murphy. Greg Kramer does our theme music. Seattle Now and KUOW Public Radio are members of the NPR network. I'm Paige Browning. See you later.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.